hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and the sisters. We now get to the fourth sloka, and the papers are fourth and fifth sloka. I give you tomorrow morning. The person to whom these are dictated are available only in the morning. It sounds like this fourth sloka. Sastischa gavaha trisatasya dhenavaha. Sastischa gavaha trisatasya dhenavaha. ఏకం వత్సం సుభతీతం దుహంతి నానాగోష్ఠా విహిత ఏకదోహన తావస్వినౌ దుహతో ఘర్మముక్త్యం. షష్ఠిశ్చ గావః మీన్స్ 60 ఆర్ ది కౌస్. త్రిశతస్య ధేనవః 300 are another kind of cows. All are cows. Some cows are cow has many meanings in Sanskrit. Cow is gow in Sanskrit. What we'll call gow becomes cow in Sanskrit, and Kuh in German, and Koo, when it is there, turned the other way, vaka, it comes. Vaka. We have vakas, no? As cows. And in German they say koos. And in English they say cow. The sound in Sanskrit is gau. Gau is cow. So gavaha means cows. Sastischa gavaha, meaning 60 are the one kind of cows. 300 are dhenavaha, meaning dhenus. Dhenus are considered to be sacred cows. Among cows there are sacred cows. Not all cows are sacred. A sacred cow is a cow that has an extraordinarily large hump on its back. So a dhenu is a much more sacred cow, while there is the cow which we call gau. It is there two varieties. Dhenus are mostly, they fulfill many more dimensions other than giving milk. They fulfill many more dimensions other than milk. Recently there was an experiment done by the science. What is the importance of Indian cow? Why they take it so sacred? They found that the bigger the hump is, the greater is the ara. The ara is now measurable. So if you go around a cow with a hump, you gain ara. This is recently, say about 8 months ago, it was published in the papers and also circulated through WhatsApp messages. And depending upon the size of the hump, the size of the RIs, so dhenus have by and far large humps and a field of influence. That's the reason why in India, in olden days, it was strongly recommended that we hold a cow at home, and then we nourish it. We also make a kind of a clockwise movement around it, which we call pradakshana, to gain the ara, because it contains the extraterrestrial energy of a high order. We all carry extra terrestrial energy, but the cow carries something much more than us. That's how it is visualized by the seers. And therefore, cow was found to be, from the energy standpoint, a high being. All the ashrams of the seers, they had cows. And those cows were not only giving milk. Just milk-giving cows are there. There are other cows which give other things also. They can bless you. They can bless you. They can give you right ideas, right thoughts. They can ward off evil that wherever they are, so no evil can enter. Like that, we have many, many stories about cows. And protecting cow has become a tradition. And today it has become politics. That's another dimension. Cow protection has its own significance, because the cow is nothing but a secreting energy. It's not only a secreting energy, but also a transforming energy. Transform. See, cow gives milk, we all know. Cow gives milk is known to all. But the cow eats grass, drinks water, and gives us milk. The cow drinks water, eats grass, and gives us milk. We cannot eat grass and drink water and gain the energy as we gain energy through milk. When we see, there was a saying that what is the importance of cow? It's a transforming center. It's a transforming center. It is not only milk giving booth. Generally, cow is seen by an ordinary man as a source for milk. But cow is also a transforming center. That's how cow is seen. The sun rays are also seen as cows. The special cows. Transforming rays, they are 300. 300 transforming sun rays. Out of 360 sun rays we receive are transforming ones. Means five-six of the sun rays are very beneficial to us. They transform us. How they transform? It's like this. The rays of the sun, they absorb the salty water from earth. The rays of the sun absorb the salty waters from the sun and give the same waters in return as pure waters for our drinking purposes. We cannot directly take salt waters. We cannot directly eat grass. We cannot. But whatever is not useful to us, it absorbs. And it gives back what is very, very, very nourishing, uplifting to us. This is the dimension of cow, which calls it a dhenu. Dhenu. In Puranas, you have kama dhenus, meaning there are so many cows, divine cause, they can grant any kind of boon that you want, because they draw from the surroundings, transform the energy, and give you back a much superior energy. Between grass to milk, there is a great difference. That is what we daily experience. Between salt water and nourishing drinking water, there is great difference. So we think of Himalayan water, we think of water from Alps, we think of all these waters are rain waters only. So saltish waters, is it a bit too resounding? Resounding of the track. Saltish waters are not useful to us, for the beings on earth. They are not useful. The beings in the water, okay, but not to the beings on earth. So useless things are transformed into highly useful energy sources and are supplied to us. What kind of centers are such a center is? Just like a teacher or a master of wisdom, who can cause transformation? A cow can transform. So there are dhenus and there are cows. All dhenus are cows. They all give milk, but they give much more. They give many more things. Once I give you a small story, though it means some time to me. There was a great king who ultimately turned out to be a great seer, Vishwamitra. It is he who gave Gayatri Mantra to all of us. He has become Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra means friend of the universe. But before he transformed like that, he was a great king from the dynasty of Kaushika. Kaushika. Same dynasty. Our master Saint Germain comes. Very powerful dynasty, Kaushika. Once when he was a king and he was moving in the forest, he comes across the ashram of Vasishta. As I told you, one of the greatest seers whose hierarchy is present through Lord Maitreya. He went to the ashram of Vasishta with his kinsmen. They were hunting in the forest. They were tired. They wanted to find a place where they can have food, water and rest. So they found this ashram, so they went in. When they went in, the seer invited them very cordially, provided them the needed facilities in a moment's time. In a moment's time. It's not we make arrangements over days together. If you are all coming, the preparation is already from a fortnight. It's not like that. So many came, but in a moment's time he arranged everything. A place for shower and clothing for replacement of the dirty linen, fresh clothes according to the size, and then invited them to have food, and they are also invited places where they can sleep which are more comfortable than their own houses. All that happened in a matter of few seconds. And anything the group demanded in terms of food, in terms of drink, in terms of comfort, all are given. So the king was surprised. He is the king. He has no such facilities. And here is a man living in the forest. He has every facility. So he asked the seer, what is the secret of this? He showed in the corner of his house. It is that cow. That cow gives anything you want. It's a divine cow. Then the king said, such a divine cow should be with me, and why with you? If it is with me, I can fulfill the whole kingdom. With you, it is only fulfilling those who come to your ashram. It serves more purpose if it is with me than with you. Then the seer said, I told you it's a divine call. It's a divine call. It requires certain conditions to stay. So in your kingdom and in your palace, those conditions are not available. So therefore it cannot do much to you, nor will it move towards your palace. The cow will not move to your palace. He said, why it can't? I will take it with me by force, he said. Then the seer said, you may try. You may try. So when they went near the cow, from out of the cow, a lot of defense has come. And then the soldiers of the king wanted to fight with the cow, and from the cow, every weapon that was coming to attack is neutralized by counter weapons coming from the cow. So it's a cow that can fight. It's a cow that can defend. It's a cow that can protect. It's a cow that can give any requirement that it has everything in it. That's why such cows are called kamadhenus. In the Vedic terminology and in Puranas, there are such cows, six in number. So here they speak of 300 sacred cows, 60 normal cows. Normal cows, they don't give, they don't have that extra abilities. Only dhenus have it. Dhenu is like a master among men, has many abilities. He has many capabilities. A man has capabilities, but a master among men has more capabilities. Likewise, here they speak of the cows and the dhenus. 60 are the cows and 300 are the dhenus, meaning 360 degrees, 360 rays that come out of the sun, of which 300 are very beneficial rays. 300 rays are extremely beneficial. 60 are normal rays. Even they help in nourishing the life. But the other rays, they have variety of nourishment. Variety of nourishment. That's why the 360 days spread over the 12 sun signs shall have to be particularly studied. Particularly studied. Every ray has its quality. 360 days are there. Every day the sun brings rays from 1 degree, isn't it? It keeps on moving by a degree towards north, up to 6 months, towards south, up to 6 months, relating to our earth. Every degree is a different one. Every sunrise is different. It's not the same sunrise. It is not at all the same sunrise as we think. Every sunrise is different. And to know the quality of every sunrise is such a profound science. There are no books about it. There are no books. It is only by your continuous association with wisdom, you gain the related awareness, and then the quality of the energy that is presented by each ray from each day. Every sunrise is so splendorous and so full of energy, which is not the same as before. That's why every sunrise is called apurva, meaning never before. See, never before sunrise. How many sunrises do we avail? How many sunrises do we miss? How many sunrises we avail హౌ మెనీ సన్ రైజెస్ వీ మిస్, సో హౌ మచ్ ఆపర్చునిటీ ఫర్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మేషన్ డూ వీ మిస్, యూ కెనాట్ ఇమాజిన్. సీయర్స్ ఆర్ దోస్ హూ కేర్ ఫర్ ది నరిష్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది మార్నింగ్ సన్ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీడే దే ఆర్ పార్చింగ్, మీనింగ్ లుకింగ్ ఫర్ ది సన్ రే టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ దెమ్. దే వెయిట్ ఈవెన్ 3 hours బిఫోర్ సన్ రైజ్ దే స్టార్ట్ వెయిటింగ్ ది సన్ రే టు కమ్ టు. Just like a very, very important person is coming to your house, you prepare yourself and you wait at the threshold to receive him. A seer daily waits to receive the sunrise. Because it is through that you receive the energies which are of transforming nature. That's why the sun rays are also called the cows. Sun is a cow because it transforms us. The planets are also called cows because they supply energies that cause transformation to us. From every planet you receive rays. Every planet we receive rays that can cause transformation, provided we have that orientation. Now Jupiter is transiting Sagittarius. It happens only once in 12 years, not always. Jupiter in Sagittarius is its very comfortable place. And it does its best while in Sagittarius. So we must try to milk as much the Jupiterian energy when he is placed in a very comfortable position in the zodiac. That attitude should be there. For that you need to see which planet is where, what kind of rays he is generating for us. These are all cows. Here we limit our, in this, the Ashwins, they are the ones who cause this transformation. That's why this sloka is dedicated to them. The 360 degrees around the center, which we call the sun, produce 360 rays. Every center has 360 degrees around it. Every center. For example, if you have a point here, the point itself is a circle. And around it there are 360 degrees. And the 360 degrees of that 300 degrees are transforming in nature. Meaning they are much more special than the other. There are 365 days in the year, isn't it? For the other 5 days are seen as not very important. The last 5 days of the solar year are seen as not of any consequence according to the weather. According to the Veda, the last 5 days, meaning the 5 moon phases before the new year. New year according to when sun and moon join in Aries, that's the beginning of the new year. When sun and moon join in Aries, that's the beginning of the new year. Not just when sun enters Aries. Sun and moon. That's why the month also, according to Vedic understanding, commences immediately after the new moon. From new moon to new moon. From new moon to full moon to new moon, it happens. So also the year commences when the moon joins the sun, when the sun is in Aries. That's the beginning of the year. The 5 preceding days before are not of consequences. They are called Sunya Dinas. Sunya. Sunya means they don't have any consequence, actual impact as. So no acts of goodwill are recommended to be commenced during those days. In the other 360 days, which carry the 360 rays of the sun, every month 30 days, at that rate, through the sun rays present the all the zodiacal energies to us. All the zodiacal energies are supplied to us, and these rays are called the cows and the dhenus, meaning the nourishing. The normal cows are milk giving cows. The other cows are not only milk giving, they bestow many other divine qualities on us. That's why every month we have fairly a good idea about the 12 sun signs. We fairly have an idea about the 12 sun signs, what kind of energy Aries presents to us, what kind of energies the sun rays in Taurus present to us. Especially when moon is there or when earth is there, when sun is there. Sun presents one kind of energies, moon presents another kind of energy. So the sun in Taurus supplies the energies of the bull. The moon in Taurus supplies the energies of the cow. And Mercury in Taurus supplies the energies of the calf, that's how the Veda says. Mercury in Taurus is the calf. Moon in Taurus is the cow. Sun in Taurus is the bull, like that. So when you get into these details, you get the better understanding of every sun sign. Every sun sign of the zodiac, it gives a 12 category of energies. But if you divide the zodiac by terms of constellations, you have 27 constellations giving 27 variety of energies to you. The wisdom of constellations is far deeper than the wisdom of the sun signs. The West is satisfied with the sun signs. But in the ancient times, the wisdom of constellations, which we call the wisdom of the fixed stars, they are much more deep. They are very profound. That means you have 27 varieties understood. Each constellation, again, is divided into 4 parts. Every constellation is divided into 4 parts, where you get almost 3.23 degrees and 20 minutes, meaning much more detailed understanding of the energy. Every quarter of a constellation has a different energy. That means you are detailing down to 3 degrees 20 minutes. Meaning, if you cover, that means you cover 3 days and then 0.2 means 1/3 of it. Like that, there is much detail, 108 divisions you get that way. 27 into 4 is 108. 108 different energies that are presented to you throughout the year. For a man who is not oriented to this movement of celestial bodies around us, every day is the same. There is a saying, for a man who doesn't work, who is lazy, every day is Sunday. Isn't it? Every day is Sunday when you don't work. When you work, you know that Sunday is there. You know the value of Sunday, you know the value of Saturday for a working person. But for the person who doesn't work, every day is Sunday. So like that, in spiritual realm, in spiritual realm, we have to necessarily relate to the wisdom of the heavens. Wisdom of how to get food, how to get comfort for the body, how to get material to make ourselves much more. This is all one kind of wisdom. I don't say it is not wisdom. But this wisdom is a limited thing when you look up. You have to look to the wisdom of the heavens. If you get to the wisdom of the heavens, all these 360 rays giving 360 different kind of energies is what is being organized by the Ashwins. That is what the hymn says. The Ashwins, from out of the space, they create a center. See, we do not know how the sun is created. The sun is created by gathering 360 different energies and setting them around a center. And the Ashwins, they start milking these rays for the benefit of our, the beings on this planet and for the benefit of the beings, the planet itself. At least such a, I would say, beneficiary in the entire solar system. Earth is not contributing to any other planetary system. All other celestial bodies in the solar system are contributing to the Earth. So this is the center where feeding is happening. The Jupiter feeds us, Venus feeds us, Mercury feeds us, Mars feeds us, Saturn feeds us, Sun feeds us, Moon feeds us. So many people, so many celestial intelligences, they feed the Earth, they feed the beings on Earth. And they are 360 in number. So that's what it says when it says, Shastrasya Gavaha, Trishasya Dhenavaha. In us also there are the cows. The six centers we have, from Ajna to Muladhara, they are also transforming centers. But only thing is, they are all dry in us, mostly. They are dry. The cow has to secrete. The centers have to secrete. The plexus have to secrete. The pineal gland, the pituitary, the thymus, the solar plexus, the sacral and the muladhara, if they secrete, they give forth different dimensions of colors, different dimensions of sound, and different energy that uplift us. That's what yoga is meant for. There are also cows. Secretions, whatever secretes to nourish the being, is called cow, ultimately. Whatever secretes and nourishes a being is called a cow. The symbolism of cow is very, very profound. I gave some dimensions of cow in the small book Dattatreya, because around Dattatreya always there is the cow. Apart from the dogs, there is the cow. And in fact, he leans on the cow. You have one here, you have one there, you have one small one over here. Also, normally, Krishna is associated with cow, though not here in this picture. Nowhere in this house we have Krishna associated with cows. But he is always called Gopala Krishna, the one who protects the cows. You may have heard the name Gopal, you know. We have one Gopal in Hyderabad. If you have such a name, you have great responsibility. That means you have to protect the cows. Gopala means he has to protect the cows. Cows means nourishing energies. He has to protect. Krishna is called Gopala. That's why we sing Govinda, Gopala, Govinda, Gopala. Hey Govinda, hey Gopala. We are all singing, no? So this Gopala is a dimension where he takes care of the cows. We are the ones who are beneficiaries of the cows. There is a vast difference between the two. The one who cares for the cows and the one who depends upon the cow. What a difference. So these cows do exist in us, in the centers. When they secrete, completely nourished, man becomes divine. That's also cow dimension. And the six centers are governed by the six seasons of the year. The six centers are governed by the six seasons of the year. If you carefully distribute the six, say for example, Aries and Taurus govern Agnya. Aries and Taurus. And then you come to Gemini and Cancer govern. Gemini and Cancer govern the throat and the upper part of the chest. Later part of Cancer and Leo govern the region of heart and the diaphragm. Like that, you know, the various parts of the body, every center governs two sun signs. And there are six centers. Six centers. Mooladhara is governed by Scorpio and Sagittarius. In the reverse order, Capricorn, along with Cancer, governs the heart. Libra governs the solar plexus. And a part of Libra and a part of Scorpio govern the sacral center. So which part, when we juxtapolate the sun signs upon our body with a reverse direction from Sagittarius to Pisces. Sagittarius, higher Mooladhara, Capricorn, higher heart center, Aquarius, higher Agnya center, Pisces, top of the center. Then everything is distributed within our being. And this, the 2 months together is called a season in the tropics. In the tropics, there are six seasons. In the tropics, there are six seasons in tune with the six centers. That's how man is hexagonal, presided over by Sahasrara. So when and each season has 60 days. And in six seasons, there are 360 days. It's a question of your, what you call, chewing it. If you take a given concept and keep on chewing, instead of chewing gum, and then throwing out everywhere, keep on chewing a concept, it keeps on giving details and details. That's how Veda is. See, the expressions of the ancient wisdom, they're all in seed form, but not in the form of the tree. See, if you wish to carry 10 banyan trees with you, you know how big is a banyan tree? You can't carry a banyan tree. It is well spread. It doesn't even fit into a truck. But there is a way to carry many banyan trees with you by the seeds. In the seed, the entire tree is there. In the seed, the entire tree is there. So if you carry seeds, in each pocket you can have 10, 15 seeds. If you have 4 or 5 pockets, you carry 50, 60 seeds. 56 seeds when they are soaked into the earth and given water. Sown into the earth and given water. How much they grow? That's how wisdom is taught in seed form. If we are to teach wisdom in tree form, any number of volumes are not sufficient. So you should try to grow into subtlety, then remain grass for understanding. If your understanding remains grass, you cannot absorb much. If your awareness gains the subtlety, then you understand more. So when it comes to six, then the 60, and then 360, and then 720, like that, there is a game of numbers relating to the universe. Six seasons give rise to 60 days. And a season give rise to 60 days. So six seasons give rise to 360 days. In the next sloka, they speak of 720. We have 360 days, this we know. But we should also know that we have 360 nights as well. Isn't it? 360 days include 360 nights. The nights give different energy, the days give different energy. How complicated it is? It's not complication. It is getting into the splendor of the creation and its work. The splendor of the creation and its work. Unnatundi the volume padipoyindi paraleda. Okay. So nepansa kala. Okay. So sastischa gavaha trisatasya dhenavaha. That's what I am saying. There are 60 cows and 360 special cows. That's all. Coming to this cow understanding is very important. All that secrets is a cow. No. The earth also secrets. Therefore, the earth is also considered to be a cow. The tree secrets. See, the flower secretes honey. It's a cow. If nothing is secreted from a thing, it is not a cow. There are trees that do not give any nourishing secretions. And in the story of relating to the student that invoked Ashwini Suktams, that fellow, into him the secretions of calotropes have fallen in the eyes, he became blind. So there is a poisonous secretion. That's not a cow. That's not a cow. Cow means it nourishes. If your speech has the ability to nourish others, you are a cow. If your speech is destroying others, you are something other than a cow. You can name yourself what it is. Some sounds destroy others. Some sounds uplift others. Some sounds cause lot of boredom in us. When we speak to some people, you would like to speak again and again. Some people, if they speak, we feel to avoid them, isn't it? Because you get fatigued listening to the same thing all the time. So do we get fatigue? Do we get nourishment? When we listen to others, decides whether there is a cow over there or some donkeys over there. If we say donkey, it will not agree because donkey also secretes for its species. So, please remember, anything that secretes is a cow. But that secretion has to be nourishing. That's why in Ayurveda, the foremost food that is suggested is milk, cow milk, not almond. And the foremost, the next to milk is honey. It's a secretion of the plant. This is secretion of the milk is secretion of the animal. And honey is the secretion of the plant, which are equally same. Human secretions are not useful. The sweat that we produce, or other that which we produce from the ear, from the eyes, which we keep removed, no one requires it in this creation. We are such a poor creatures that way. Our secretions, according to Ayurveda, are useful to us only. That is also there. There is what is called urine therapy, you know. Your own urine, if you take an ounce of it daily, you are out of your sicknesses. That is your special medicine exclusively for you. So, to tell you the truth, we are inferior to cows. If I say that, people will kill me. The secretion of the cow has milk, we are nourished. Our secretions, who want? No one wants. So who is superior to whom? Who is superior to whom? From the standpoint of usefulness, nourishment, support, upliftment, the plant is better off because the flower, in the flower there is honey. And that is the honey which honeybee saves and we collect it. It's another story. So, such a cows, they keep on feeding. The 360 degrees that come to us through the 360 days of the year is what is called an year. Isn't it? 360 days make one year. With the extra 5 days which are not considered very important. There are 5 not important days. In fact, if you go to the understanding of the lunar system of the month with constellations and the moon phases, they say the last 5 moon phases of any month don't initiate any new activity. The last 5 days. Then Dhanishta Panchakam untaru. What is Dhanishta? We know Dhanishta Panchakam, but what is Dhanishta Panchakam? No. Dhanishta, Satabhisham, Purva Shada, Purva Bhadra, Uttara Bhadra, Revati. These are the 5 constellations in which when moon moves. Those are the times where no special activity should be initiated according to the astrology based on lunar system. According to astrology based on solar system, the last 5 days of the year. Here it is last 5 days of the month. There it is last 5 days of the year. So like that, if you get into detail, you know which days there are greater secretions, which days there are lesser secretions or no secretions. So this dimension, kindly keep it in mind. And this year is called Vatsara in Sanskrit. Vatsara means year. Tomorrow you get the text, Vatsara. A vatsara is called the calf, because the milking is for the calf, meaning for the ear. Then another calf comes next year. The milk is given to the calf for an ear. After that it doesn't require it. And then there is samvatsara. 5 years has one cycle. Samvatsara means a 5-year cycle. In a 5-year cycle, there are 60 months again. This six comes into action. 60 months make samvatsara or a set of 5 years. 5 years carry one kind of energy. 12 times 5, 60. Like this, there is a calculation. So here, for an year, the calf is fed by these cows. Then the year changes, means the calf changes. The calf for last year was named as Hevilambi. Just like now we say, hey Google, like that. Now we have machines at home that speak to us, you know. If you go to America, in every house it is there. If it says play such and such a song, it plays the song. Ask what's the time now, it says the time. So like that, hey Vilambi was an energy of last year. It's not the same. Even if you have today's what? Today is 4th January. 4th January 2018 and 4th January 2019 are not the same. Though the sun is in the same degree. Why? Because it is now feeding a different calf. ఇట్లా ఉంటాయి వీటిలో మనం ఏం చెప్పుకుంటాం ఎంత చెప్పుకుంటాం యూ ఆర్ నౌ ఫీడింగ్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ కాఫ్ ది వత్సర అండ్ దెన్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ డూ ది మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది అపరెంట్ మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ అరౌండ్ ది జోడియాక్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు అవర్ ఎర్త్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇట్ సేస్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ పార్ట్ నానా గోష్ట విహిత ఏకదోహనా ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ఫర్ 1 year ది కౌస్ ఆర్ మిల్క్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ డిఫరెంట్ కౌ షెడ్స్ దీస్ కౌస్ ఆర్ టేకెన్ టు డిఫరెంట్ కౌ షెడ్స్ అండ్ ఆర్ మేడ్ టు మిల్క్ ఇట్ లుక్స్ ఆల్ వెరీ దట్స్ హౌ ది ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ You should know what cow is. You should know what calf is. You should know what milk is. Milk is a nourishing energy, a life-giving energy, and a transforming energy. Transforming. So therefore, every apparent word in Sanskrit has deeper and deeper and deeper multiple meanings. That's why it is called the only language with a very profound etymology. Profound. If you say gau, for example, what is the sound in that gau? Ga is there, a is there, u is there. Isn't it? When you go to etymology of gau, Ga stands for Jupiter, Ganesha. A stands for the sun. U stands for its permeation. So, what is the energy in a cow? There is Jupiter energy, there is sun energy, and then there is permeating energy. Like that, the sounds in every sound has, for instance, a da. It means, da stands for donation. Rutger started working with his computer. Permeation. But since when you started working with the laptop now? The ear is improved or what? Anyway, so like that, there is an etymological key for wisdom. There is a time key for wisdom. Etymological key is what we call nirukta. It's all about the sound. and then time cycles another, and then the key of utterance and the key of meters. Every planet has its meter. The meter of Jupiter is 12. The meter of Saturn is 30. Likewise, there are planetary meters. That's why there is different meters of music we have, as which we call the music of the spheres. Music of the sphere. So I don't want to complicate your comprehension. Coming back to the topic, these cows are taken to different cattle sheds. This is what it says. What is a cattle shed? A cattle shed is a solar month. There are 12 cattle sheds. Though they are the same cows, in different cattle sheds they give different energies. Are they not mysterious cows? Our cow, even if we take it to another town, it gives the same milk. Mahatma Gandhi was carrying his personal goat. Wherever he goes, he carried the goat and also the hay for the cow, for the goat to eat. And he was a simple man. That's the beauty. He has a problem of constipation. So he was suggested to take goat milk. And any goat and every goat was not suitable. So the same goat. So wherever he goes, the goat also goes. And the goat is like also Gandhi. It cannot eat anything and everything. It has to eat the same hay. Just like an Italian, wherever he goes, he eats pizzas, no? An Italian, wherever he goes, he eats pizzas, or noodles, or pastas. Or an Indian, why Italian? An Indian, wherever he goes, he opens his Indian kitchen to the utter discomfort of all others. Let the others go to hell, let me have my Indian kitchen. That's how it happened with me. I don't know how many times Master accompanied me in my global tours, but the Indian kitchen accompanied me. The Indian kitchen. So it's not like that here. The cows, when they are in different cow sheds, they are giving different energy. How beautiful. That's how it says. The surfacial statement is, the cows are taken to different shelters, cow sheds, and they are giving different milk. Different milk. And all this work, do you know who is doing it? That is what the whole thing was done by Ashvinav Mahatau Gharma Muktyam. That is their magic. It is the magic of the Ashvins that they are conducting with the cows, meaning the sun rays, for the benefit of the self. This is the vision of the seers. This is the vision of the seer. See, every season you have different fruit, different vegetable, isn't it? What is different season, different place, just zodiacal sign in which sun is? What you get in summer, you don't get in winter. What you get in winter, you don't get in summer. What you get in rainy season, you don't get in the season of fall. That's very important, that we eat what is naturally given by the nature in that season. Be a Roman in Rome like that. You can eat mango when it is summer, because naturally mangoes emerge in this summer season. But we have now developed a technology that you can make mangoes available throughout the year. But eating mangoes in any other season other than the natural season will cause disturbance to your health. Our health is getting more and more degenerated because we have developed a method by which we get all vegetables all over the year. But it is, even if they are available all over the year, you should not eat them. What is the seasonal? The seasonal fruit only has to be either taken in that season. The seasonal flower, the seasonal fruit, the seasonal vegetable is nature's message to you. If you are in tune with it, you are in harmony. If you go to cold places, you have to take cold food, not hot food. If you go to hot places, you have to eat hot food. See, we in India, we eat mango pickle, isn't it? Why? Because if we live in hot places, the heat outside meets the heat inside and then you are cooled. It's not correct that you go to, when the hot times you take cold drinks and in cool times you take hot drinks. That's not natural. So for example, something like this. If the weather is cool, it becomes cool. But if weather is cool, your body tends to be warmer to meet the cold outside. What is the difference between that and you? You are an animate being, that is an inanimate thing. Inanimate things in cold weather become cold, but we become hot. And in a hot weather, we tend to be cool because we sweat. We sweat in hot weather. So what happens is the sweat that you produce neutralizes the heat that is coming from outside. This is a natural mechanism in the animate beings. So taking cold ice cream in cold weather is the best medicine. Taking ice cream in hot weather will give you sunstroke. People get sunstrokes here when they think of a cold Coca-Cola in hot summer, because it is, you are working completely against nature's function. In hot weather, a small cup of hot tea or hot water is good enough. That's how it is. That's why in tropics, if you see, in the hot days, especially in the afternoon, people sip a small cup of hot tea. The heat that you supply brings cool from inside, because you are an animate being. The cold that you supply brings the heat in you. We are different. Homeo is based on that. Ayurveda is based on that. Science of Ayurveda, it says Ushnam Ushnena Sitalam. So if you have high temperature, you should not put cold bags on your forehead. You should put a hot bag. When you put a hot bag, the heat that you supply brings the sweat and your body becomes cool. These fundamental things we are missing, though we think we are very advanced. We think we are far advanced than our ancestors. But our fundamentals have gone completely wrong. So in different seasons, the sun rays give different things in nature, in different places. So when you are in that place, you better integrate with it. Integrate. That is why the saying came, be a Roman in Rome. Meaning? If you are in winter, integrate with winter. If you are in summer, integrate with summer. In summer, if you are accustomed to stay only in an air-conditioned system, your resistance is gone. Completely gone. completely gone when you cannot face the summer. Likewise, your resistance is completely gone when you cannot face winter. See, the winter in Europe, don't try to protect yourself too much. If you protect yourself with the heating systems and all that and avoid exposing yourself to fairly reasonable cold, you don't develop the resistance in it. In olden days, where were the systems? Unless it is extremely cold, people are meeting the cold. People were meeting the heat. By meeting the heat, by meeting the cold, by meeting the rain, by meeting the draft, you tend to be stronger. In the windy season, yes, there is wind. Integrate with it. Integrate. Don't make complaints about draft. Don't make complaints about winter. Don't make complaints about summer. Don't make complaints about rain. This complaining nature is a sickness. In homeopathy, there is a medicine for it. If you are too much complaining, some 5 nice pills, sweet pills into the mouth, you will reduce your complaining nature. Because it is completely in tune with nature. That's why in Ayurveda, if someone is almost dying with a poisonous fever, a drop of cobra poison is set on his tip of the tongue, then he recovers. The poison neutralizes the poison. The heat neutralizes the heat. The cold neutralizes the cold. That's why the saying is Ushnam Ushnena Sitalam. So this is how these Ashwins, how much work they are doing is one more dimension of the Ashwins is presented to us in this sloka of Sastasya Gavaha. 60 are the cows. Trisata means 300. Sata means 100. Trisatasya Dhenavaha, they are another kind of cows. Normally, the general understanding is, Dhenu is a transforming cow. Like, salt waters are transformed into pure waters by the sun rays. Like, the grass and water taken by the cow is transformed into milk and given to us. That's a transformation. Cow means the mamul gau means the milk aspect that nourishes you. There is a nourishing aspect, there is a transforming aspect for which two different sounds are used. So there are 360. These 360 constitute around an year. And that year brings forth in its seasons, in its months, in its lunations, full moon, new moon, half moon, all that. Every new moon is not the same. Every half moon is not the same. As the month changes, the energy is same. Like that, different kind of energies are supplied. Nana Goshta means different cattle sheds. Goshtam means cattle shed. Nana Goshtas means all kinds of cattle sheds. So many kinds. So many means dividing the year into so many parts. Half year, there is upward movement of sun, then quarter of the year, it is an energy. Then 2 months, a season, then a month, then a half month. Like that, if you keep on seeing, you find different energies. So these are the different cattle sheds into which the cows are moved, means it looks to be the same sun rays every day, but from a different angle, it is giving you different energy. Suppose, for example, we are here in Visakhapatnam, which is 17 degrees north to equator. 17 degrees north to equator. So when sun transits on that 17th degree, and in the planet, Visakhapatnam will have the hottest day. అండ్ దట్ ఈజ్ ది డే ఫర్ విశాఖపట్నం. దట్ ఈజ్ ది డే ఫర్ విశాఖపట్నం. ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ ట్వైస్ ఇన్ హిజ్ నార్దర్న్ కోర్సింగ్ అండ్ హిజ్ సదర్న్ కోర్సింగ్. లైక్ దట్ యూ కెన్ ఆల్సో సీ వేర్ యూ లివ్, వేర్ యూ లివ్, వాట్ ఈజ్ ది లాటిట్యూడ్ ఎట్ విచ్ యు ఆర్. సో వెన్ సన్ టచెస్ దట్ లాటిట్యూడ్ దట్ డే వుడ్ బి ది హాటెస్ట్ డే ఫర్ దట్ డే. ది సన్ కమ్స్ విత్ గ్రేట్ విగర్. దట్స్ ది డే వీ సెలబ్రేట్ హియర్ ఎట్ సింహాచలం టెంపుల్. సింహాచలం టెంపుల్ పీపుల్ సెలబ్రేట్ ది ఫెస్టివల్ ఇన్ సింహాచలం టెంపుల్ బట్ దే డోంట్ నో వై. అండ్ అరౌండ్ దట్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ హస్క్, ఏ లాట్ ఆఫ్ హస్క్ ఈస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అక్షయ తృతీయ. పీపుల్ ఆర్ బిజీ బయింగ్ క్లోదింగ్, పీపుల్ ఆర్ బిజీ బయింగ్ గోల్డ్, పీపుల్ ఆర్ బిజీ వెయిటింగ్ ఇన్ క్యూస్ ఇన్ సింహాచలం. అండ్ నో వన్ రిలేట్స్ టు ది సన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ సో ఆస్పిషియస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది రే దట్ ఇట్ సెండ్స్. అండ్ ది అరేంజ్డ్ ది టెంపుల్ ఇన్ ఎ మేనర్ దట్ ది రే స్ట్రైట్ అవే గోస్ ఇన్ టు శాంక్టమ్ శాంక్టమ్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఎ మిరకిల్ ఇఫ్ యు అలైన్ ది టెంపుల్ ఇన్ ఎ మేనర్ వేర్ ది రే ఇస్ కమింగ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ. యు టర్న్ ఇట్ దట్ వే ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ టు యూ. దట్ ఈస్ సో బిగ్ అమౌంట్. ట్రెడిషన్స్ ఆర్ బిల్ట్ ఆన్ మిస్టిసిజం, రిలీజియన్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో బిల్ట్ ఆన్ మిస్టిసిజం, బట్ అకల్టిజం ఇట్ షోస్ ది హౌ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, ది హౌ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, ది నో హౌ. సో హౌ మచ్ వర్క్ దీస్ అస్పెన్స్ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఆన్ ఎన్ ఇయర్లీ బేసిస్, అనే హాఫ్ ఇయర్లీ బేసిస్, అనే క్వార్టర్లీ బేసిస్, అనే సీజనల్ బేసిస్, అనే మంత్లీ బేసిస్, అండ్ అనే వీక్లీ బేసిస్ అండ్ డైలీ బేసిస్. సో మచ్ ఈజ్ అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి గ్రేట్ఫుల్ ఫర్ వాట్ దే బ్రింగ్ ఇట్ బ్రింగ్ ఫర్ అస్. ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ అన్కాన్షియస్లీ వీ హ్యావ్ బీన్ మీటింగ్ ఇన్ ది మంత్ ఆఫ్ క్యాప్రికార్న్ హియర్ ఫర్ ది లాస్ట్ 32 ఇయర్స్. అండ్ వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ క్యాప్రికార్న్, వాట్ ఈజ్ ది యూజ్ ఇన్ మీటింగ్ ఇన్ ది మంత్ ఆఫ్ క్యాప్రికార్న్. దట్స్ వై ది ఫస్ట్ 3 ఇయర్స్ ఐ స్పోక్ ఆన్ క్యాప్రికార్న్ ఫర్ 3 ఇయర్స్ ఆన్ క్యాప్రికార్న్. ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ ది గ్రూప్స్ చేంజ్. మేబీ ఓన్లీ డెర్క్ అండ్ డోర్లే ఆర్ దేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఓల్డ్ టెస్టమెంట్ టైమ్స్. సో వాట్ ఈజ్ క్యాప్రికార్న్? వై షుడ్ బి గ్యాదర్ ఇన్ క్యాప్రికార్న్? వాట్ ఈజ్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ విజ్డమ్ సెషన్స్ డ్యూరింగ్ క్యాప్రికార్న్? అస్ట్రాలజీ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఏ హ్యూజ్ ఓషన్. ఇఫ్ యూ జంప్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్ యు ఆర్ లాస్ట్, బట్ స్లోలీ యూ బికమ్ ఎన్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ఇన్ స్విమ్మింగ్. దెన్ లైక్ ఏ ఫిష్ in the ocean, the fish enjoys the ocean, the fish. And don't think you have ever completely understood astrology. Only when you have complete self realization you would also realize astrology. Not until then. Astrology is such a profound sound science, and it is said to be the eye of the Vedas. Eye. Without I told you in the morning how it is. Just like eye is important among the limbs that we have, astrology is important for the Veda. Anganam nayanam pradhanam, Vedanganam jyotisham pradhanam. Vedanga means the keys to Veda. There are 6 keys to Veda, of which the most important key is astrology. Blavatsky used astrology. Masaryky used astrology. Bailey did not know astrology. That is confirmed by Bailey herself. So we are not making any allegation against her. When you know astrology, your wisdom is different. But knowing astrology just as a branch of science and just become an astrologer, it has no value. Astrology is an eye opener in you, the third eye opener. Then you see you see much more than what is written in the books. So do you imagine that when we speak aspens, we speak of astrology? Anything you touch, astrology becomes inevitable. Anything you touch, it becomes inevitable. Such is astrology. If I have frightened you about astrology, please pardon me. Take a pause for 10 minutes, we gather, regather here. Thank you. We get into another sloka tomorrow. Namaskar.